cost we see all those people at that one single rectangular table. You like to go a small E-shaped table. I don't know if you have.
What any?
How many are they having cabinet people too?
Yes, all of the cabinet.
Fine.
Plus Dent, Bob Dole, and Cap Weinberger, and John Elliott. Okay. And no, we're not having the press at all on this one, are we? The remarks just to the archives.
Yes, sir. This is a political thing. I never want to put any of that out. They'll put out an op for it, that's fine.
We thought we'd send a presidential representative up to this funeral, these two policemen who were gunned down in the air, both ex-Marines.
When the hell were they gunned down? They went.
2 days ago.
In Michigan.
Very cold blood, for no reason at all. They just walked in their beat, and they were not only shot once, but shot several times as they lay on the sidewalk.
Good. They were. But they were both ex-Marines. We thought we'd send a cushion up there, maybe Jack Brennan, Peter Flanagan, or someone like that. They're both captains.
I think Brennan, maybe he would be the best. Or you mean Cushion? Condon?
Why not? Colson suggests the Condon.
Yes. Ask him to go. That's very good. As the president's representative, you're damn right. Cushion should do it. He's proud of the Marine General. He's a full general.
Yeah.
That'll be very impressive.
Yeah, really good.
And bring along a read for both.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that awful? Where was it? Was it in Harlem? I suppose. Or Bedford Stuyvesant, and I hope. I suppose it was a black man. They did not. Probably just.
Lower East Side.
Well, probably Bedford Stuyvesant.
One was 22, one was 23.
Good. They were just walking lots at night.
Yeah, it was at night, Thursday night. Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
When is the general?
Tomorrow. One's in the morning, one's in the afternoon.
Ask General Cushman if he'd go. If he can't go, have Brennan go.
Right.
Okay. Right, you got another turn down?
Well, it's a case on the difficult decision. I guess you agonize about it up to the last minute.
Yeah.
It's the last minute. I talked to the team again, sir. And to
McClory, please. Bob McClory, Congressman McClory of Illinois.
And to Holdman. And to Kissinger.
So they want to go back to Holdman.
Yes, sir.
Buckley.
Pat's view is he's going to cut us anyway. He said, but he can be influenced. And he said he's been influenced over the last 2 years. And he said he feels that. Of course, Henry knows in the present no more about what's coming out of the meeting than we do. But he said he feels that Buckley could have a key influence for us. And he said if he's going to go against us, and go against us anyway. That's Buchanan's view. Haldeman has about the same gut reaction I do. It might be worth a chance. Kissinger says, fine. He said, I don't have any problem with Buckley from that standpoint. He said, the only thing I have is how the Chinese might react, but he said, judgment's call, and he said, from a judgment standpoint, I'm not very bothered by it.
Hello. Hello. Bob, I just know that you're having a birthday today, so, well, I figured I'd catch you there, and I wanted to wish you the very best, and tell you that, believe me, you've got a lot of years left, so. Yeah. Where do you have your part of your staff in your office? Yeah. Oh, boy. Coffee, huh? Yeah. That's right. Okay, Bob. Well, fine, Bob. Well,
of course, if you can, the reaction, of course, is what you need. It needs information to crack.
Always think about it.
He, in other words, doesn't think that Wilson's an outlaw.
No, he really doesn't. He doesn't, to be quite candid, he doesn't think Holmes Alexander is either, so that's not the solution.
Yes. Of course, Buckley will slice it up.
Well, that's, you know, if
hey, check it, then we've done something for USIA, too.
That's right.
I would say we're taking him in two capacities. Why don't you name that?
Right.
I would say
Buchanan seems to think that Buckley is a type that can be flattered and so forth.
He's tough. Well, Buchanan would be a long way to work on
him. You can work on him, and,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, Thomas.
Oh, I know. It's like all of their darn heart. He just wondered, what's wrong about you?
Yes, sir. Have you called, so I don't have to bother you again, have you called, do you have a cop yet? You have called?
Yeah, I did.
Irwin wants me to put that out and say that you did call him. And...
Well, do you have to?
I don't have to put it out.
Well, if I was saying it, I thought you think you'd be asked to be your
ass. I was asked this morning.
Oh, yeah, you could say, well, John, the president could talk to Senator Rickoff today.
He's not coming down to see you.
No, sir. Not now. You can call. You might call earlier.